안녕하십니까? 2015학년도 11월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2015학년도 고등학교 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emily, how was your trip to Jeju?
It was wonderful. I especially had a great time at the beach.
Great! Did you enjoy food there too?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jeremy, I heard you joined a rock band. What do you play in the band?
I play the guitar.
Cool. How long have you been playing it?
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I have your attention, please? I'm your dormitory manager, James Kim. I'm going to tell you some basic rules for dormitory life. First, do not run or talk loudly in the hallways, because this is a place where everyone lives. Second, you have to be in by 10:30 p.m., and you're not allowed to go outside after that time. Third, you should not use the laundry machines after 11 p.m. Using the laundry machines late at night can disturb others' sleep. Lastly, for safety reasons, make sure you lock your door whenever you leave your room. For more specific information, you can read the handout I gave you. I hope you enjoy your dormitory life. Thank you for listening.
4번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jake, your big presentation is tomorrow. Are you well prepared?
Yeah, I think I'm ready for it. Wish me luck.
I will. Oh, if it's possible, look at a picture of the sky or the ocean before the presentation.
A picture of what? I'm not following you.
I'm talking about the color. The color blue is well known for helping people feel relaxed and comfortable.
Really? I didn't know colors could influence our emotions.
Yes, they do, according to the book I read.
Interesting. Can you tell me more?
Sure. Red can make people energetic and excited.
Ah, that's why red is widely used for cheering at sporting events.
Yes, colors can have an impact on our emotions.
Amazing. Thanks for the information.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Welcome to our show, Jennifer. We're really lucky that you could join us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Wow, I like your new hairstyle. You look so nice.
Thank you for noticing.
Like your hair, you seem to have changed your music style in this new album.
Yeah, this was the first time I tried a fast tempo. It was a new challenge for me.
What's your fans' reaction to this change?
They really love it, and I'm so grateful for that.
Well, I can't wait to have you on stage. Can we listen to your new song before we keep talking?
Sure, I'd love to.
Everyone, let's give a big hand for Jennifer!
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Nancy. Thanks for inviting me to your housewarming party.
Sure. Come in.
Wow. The banner hanging on the back wall is nice. It has Home Sweet Home written on it.
I ordered it for today's party.
Did you also order the basket of flowers on the table?
No, I made it by myself. Nowadays, I'm taking a flower arrangement class.
Wonderful. I like the two-layer cake next to the basket of flowers.
Thank you. How do you like the floor lamp beside the table?
Oh, that looks great. Where did you get it?
My friend, Sarah, sent it to me as a wedding present.
She's so sweet. The heart-shaped clock on the wall looks lovely. You have great taste.
Thank you.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Honey, it's me. Are you on your way home?
No, I'm still in the office, but I can leave in 10 minutes.
That's great. Then I'm going to start cooking now.
What are we having for dinner?
I'm thinking about seafood pasta.
Sounds delicious. Do you want me to get ice cream for dessert?
No, I already bought it while I was grocery shopping. Oh, no!
What's wrong?
I forgot to pick up my blue shirt from the laundry.
Don't worry. I'll pick it up for you on my way home.
Thanks, honey. See you soon.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 윈터 뮤직 페스티벌에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Amber, hi. Where are you going?
Hi, David. I'm going to my piano lesson.
How's it going?
Pretty well. I'm really enjoying it.
Good for you. Oh, guess what? I've got tickets for the Winter Music Festival.
Really? You've always wanted to go to that festival.
You're right. Do you want to go with me?
Sure. When is it?
It's this Sunday.
What? This Sunday? Oh, I can't go.
Why not? Is it because of your volunteer work?
No, I have a test on Monday, so this weekend I have to study. Sorry.
That's okay. Good luck on your test.
9번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good evening. How can I help you?
I need some boxes of fresh fruits for my office picnic.
These days, apples are tasty.
Okay. How much are they?
They are $20 a box.
Then give me 3 boxes of apples, please.
Sure. Do you need anything else?
Well, the bananas look very delicious. I'll take some.
All right. Normally, they're $10 a bunch, but they're on sale for $5.
Good deal. I'll take 4 bunches of bananas.
Do you want them to be delivered? It's free.
Yes. Please deliver them to my office by 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Could you write down the address?
Sure. Here's my office address, and I'll pay by credit card.
Shippon, 대화를 듣고 2015 잡 페어에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Did you hear the 2015 job fair will be held soon?
No. What is the 2015 job fair?
It's an event which gives students an opportunity to search for a job.
Oh, that's exactly what I need. When is it?
It will be on December 19th.
Where will it be held?
It'll be at the Crown Culture Center.
I know where that is. Is there an admission fee?
Yes, it's only $5 per person. Plus, it includes a special lecture.
Oh, what is the lecture about?
It's about tips for successful job interviews.
Then I'll definitely go there. Thanks for letting me know.
11번 사진 강좌에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, students. This is your art teacher, David Lee. Let me introduce a photography course for this winter vacation. It's a one-day course, and it'll only be held on January 14th. It starts at 9 a.m. and ends at 4 p.m. You'll learn the essential skills of photography before lunch. And after that, you'll get a chance to practice by yourself outdoors. So, you should prepare your own camera. Also, don't forget to bring your lunch, because it will not be provided on that day. If you want to join, visit my office. Thanks.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 책장을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you looking at?
A website that sells bookcases. We need to get a larger one.
I totally agree with you. How much do you think we can spend?
Well, I don't want to spend more than $150.
Okay. Then what about the number of shelves?
I think a 3-shelf bookcase is not enough because we have so many books.
I agree. What about color?
I like either brown or black.
Same here. I think those colors go well with our desk.
So, we have 2 options now. What kind of material do you have in mind?
I prefer wood since it looks more luxurious.
I think so too. Then, let's get this one.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How's your preparation for the final exam going?
I was stuck at my desk all day long, but I couldn't focus because of my smartphone.
I know it's hard to resist using a smartphone while studying.
right? It's very difficult.
Actually, I used to have the same problem, just like you, but I found a way to handle it.
Really? How did you deal with it?
I made my room into a no smartphone zone.
What do you mean by that?
It means when I study in my room, I don't bring my phone with me.
Then where do you keep your phone?
Usually I leave it in the living room while I study.
Aren't you uncomfortable without using a smartphone?
Wow,
your tennis skills get better and better every day. What's your secret?
I use a technique called image training.
Image training? What's that?
It's picturing the movements that you want to improve in your head repeatedly.
Can you explain it in more detail?
Sure. Watch the games of great tennis players and imagine you're moving just like them.
Developing skills while imagining. Sounds awesome.
If you keep doing that, your body will follow eventually.
Then do you think it'll work for my tennis problem too?
Of course. Tell me about it, and I'll help you with this technique.
Whenever I hit my tennis ball, it goes too far. It goes past the court lines.
Maya
and Lucas are college students taking a history class together. Their professor gave students a partner project, and now Maya and Lucas are a pair. Maya tries her best on the project. She goes to library every day and spends a lot of time researching and preparing the materials. However, Lucas skips the meetings and doesn't apologize to her. Moreover, he wants to get a good grade even though he doesn't do his part. Maya gets angry about his attitude. So, Maya decides to tell Lucas that he should devote himself to the project. In this situation, what would Maya most likely say to Lucas? Good afternoon. Last time we talked about how to choose a topic for your speech. Even if your topic sounds really interesting, you cannot make a successful speech if the opening is not attractive. So, today, let me tell you some powerful ways to begin a speech effectively. First, you can ask a question. It can make the audience curious, leading them to engage in what you're saying. Second, you can use visual aids, such as a video clip or a photograph, to make your speech more entertaining. If your speech topic is related to the environment or science, you can use a map or a graph. Finally, you can tell a personal story if it's clearly connected to the topic of your speech. It'll make your speech more memorable. These techniques can help you make a good start in your speech. Now it's time for you to practice.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good afternoon. Last time we talked about how to choose a topic for your speech. Even if your topic sounds really interesting, you cannot make a successful speech if the opening is not attractive. So, today, let me tell you some powerful ways to begin a speech effectively. First, you can ask a question. It can make the audience curious, leading them to engage in what you're saying. Second, you can use visual aids, such as a video clip or a photograph, to make your speech more entertaining. If your speech topic is related to the environment or science, you can use a map or a graph. Finally, you can tell a personal story if it's clearly connected to the topic of your speech. It'll make your speech more memorable. These techniques can help you make a good start in your speech. Now it's time for you to practice.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 시각 자료가 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.